Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Hello, this is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and this is Voice for Veterans. Of course, we appreciate anybody who's listening, and we're asking everybody to do yourself a favor. Call a friend, call a family member, and say tune in to Voice for Veterans. And tell the veterans that we're here to stay. We enjoy it. We now have joined with somebody that you're going to be hearing the name worldwide. One is Atlantis University. Atlantis, out of the depths of the world, Atlantis has re-risen. Atlantis University right there in Miami. It is an international school, and they have a whole program surrounding veterans. Now, the second part of this is the Veteran Nation comes out of the new move. Hundreds of thousands of people are joining the Veteran Nation as we speak. We realized that a lot of people who were dealing with all of the best services, and we're still a VSO. What does VSO mean? Veteran Service Organization. Now, the old timers who've been around from World War II and the early wars, understand what this is. Some of the new veterans coming out of Afghanistan really don't support the old veteran service organizations as they stand. We now are the Veteran Nation. Everybody's included, especially those who will want to say, we support veterans too. That's the campaign under the Veteran Nation and WVET online radio. WVET Online Radio, who is joined on theairtoday.com. The network is now moving in bigger circles. And we want to give a special shout out to all of our people at 96.7 FM. You know, I listen to the radio a lot. I love the programming. So I have chosen to pick one of the programs and say hello to all of my veterans. Tune in and listen to St. Pete. Guess what? Tampa Sports Connection. You can catch us on Saturdays, the Sports Connection. Football is back. We still have one of those Super Bowl winning teams. We still have the best quarterback in the history of the game. Expect for us to be there. And we're saying to our stadium, we're saying to our people who support football, we want you to be able to put a big sign up there on that Jumbotron and say, we support veterans too. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your commitment to our veterans. And I want my veterans to know, oh, my boy, Glenn Alexander is out there, of course, in Pinellas County. At the Pinellas County office here, ask for Glenn Alexander, get you some help. And that is through the Veterans Organization. We know that you have help here in this county. I was talking to my friends in the middle of the state. There's a lot of stuff coming up in the Orlando and the Tampa and the Valley area. We're going to be giving more information about our sister station with WVET, and we're going to be talking about what they're doing. We're carrying a lot more programming that's coming out in the Florida-based businesses. We are in Florida. We're talking to you from the top of paradise. In Florida, we don't say what everybody else says. They say, come rain or come shine. We'll do it all the time. In Florida, we say, come rain. And guess what? It's shining too. We'll continue to do what we do. Guess what? It happens here all the time. You can wake up and look across the street and it's raining and be right here and it's not raining. So it's between times that we want to be there for you. Between that rain and the shine, you have something to do. And it's listening to us in radio. We still work. When the sky gets cloudy, sometimes the satellite doesn't deliver. The tower still does. So we want to say tune in, of course, to any radio station you can get. And if you can't, of course, we're on the air all the time. OnTheAirToday.com. It's there all the time. We want you to know, veterans, that you don't have to ever worry about it. This is Voice for Veterans. I'm trying to give you guys information and to make sure that the family member gets this information. You know, we can say a lot of stuff amongst ourselves sitting around and talking around, but the family doesn't get the message. Be sure and include your family in what benefits are available to you. If you don't know, ask them to help you find it. The benefits are what makes the veteran service organizations operate. Our job is to help the VA make sure that you receive the benefits. If it's nothing but a place to come sit quietly, find the VFW Club. Okay? Find an American Legion. There are places that you can go sit quietly if you have things to think about. Yes, there's a bar there. Yes, you can get food there. Yes, you can have a table and a pencil and a paper and a place to write. Yes, the Wi-Fi. Fireworks. Yes, the Wi-Fi works. So we have places for veterans that have been put there for years so that you will have a place just to communicate with your peers. They're still there. As I went by one of the places that support veterans all the time, I'm just going to give out the name. Harley Davidson. You can go to any Harley Davidson and stand there, and they have an emblem outside that reflects Army, the seal of the Navy, the seal of the Air Force, the seal of the Marines, the seal of the Coast Guard, and newly added Space Force. All of those who just hear about, what's his name, Leon Musk, or whatever his name is flying around the world, like Buck Rogers, Private Enterprise. The military has endorsed space, and they have a space force. And we're going to take care of those just like we take care of Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, and, of course, Coast Guard. We appreciate everything we're seeing, but we need to see a little bit more. The fact is that the veteran nation automatically includes all branches of military. In this nation, it's one. Veterans. And we've also decided to include some of our responders, some of our police, some of our fire, some of our first responders who stand with it. And we also always include our Salvation Army. You know, a lot of people don't know that all of the ways, which were the female part of the military at one time, were trained at St. Pete Beach. At that time, it was a military installation, and they were training there. So now, when you look at a female in the older group who went through the military, they probably were in Florida getting their training. We salute them. I'm going to do a whole radio show from the museum that I found out there. It talks about this in the very near future. A lot of people just don't know how much the women really did contribute to the winning of all the wars, especially in our modern time. And we're going to let everybody know that it was more than just nursing. Guess what? It's much better today than it was yesterday. And no matter what COVID did, it helped clean out some of the foolishness. And we're glad that it's winding down. There are some other shots available for young people. Let's make sure that we protect them. Let's make sure that all of those who need to get shots understand that how much good it's already done, especially our veterans. The VA had an onslaught, but guess what? Their onslaught is gone because our veterans stood up and we took the shots when necessary. And we went to the places and endorsed what they were doing. And we helped with the hand sanitizer. And we still had a lot of masks still around. Guess what? It's gotten better. And we're grateful. And we still want to say we were grateful for what's coming up because the elections are coming back. Midterm. And I always say yes to democracy when I realize that we have a machine that works. The voting process gives us all a picture of what we're looking at. Win, lose, or draw. Maybe the person who ran wasn't the right person, but their platform stood. People understood what they were talking about, and they had a choice. Whichever choice you make, embrace the winner. Learn what they brought to the table to win. Because if you want to be like Rockefeller, surround yourself with Rockefeller be likes. If you want to win a war, surround yourself with veterans. Okay? If you're battling in business and you need an edge, the veteran is the edge. He comes with all of the disciplines necessary to do a good job. All he wants is training in your product. So remember, it's not all men anymore. When you pick up a veteran now, the veteran might be a female who turned out to be a major. Okay? I was with one at the Super Bowl and I had no idea she was a major till everybody was saluting her. That made a difference. And a lot of women who are out there who were strong in the military are not carrying it because they were family members. When they got out, they took care of their children and they went on. And being a part of the military was just a part of their disciplines in life. But they make the best employees. So I want everybody to listen. If you're listening here, we're going to break a break and break a break again. And we're going to have a little bit of music. Because I believe that music was the one edge that our generation had that carried us through the hard times. And that was when Kent State was happening, we had Marvin Gaye. We had Wind Beneath Your Wings, Bette Midler. We had what it took musically to carry the pain away. I hope this generation gets the same thing. So stay tuned right now. We're going to bring you one right this minute. Keith will be right back.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, it is,
yes,
my brother.
I am.
You gonna put the plug on that.
To this question is, yes, I am. We have a responsibility to help my fellow man in their time of need. We are to love each other. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Brothers keep
up.
The answer to the question is,
yes, I am.
Let me be your eyes, so I can keep your vision much alive. Let me be your ears, so I can hear your cry and hasten to your side. Question is, yes, I am.
Okay, welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that music track. We are here talking about a little bit of our news segment. Guess what? The news is up. The first thing is Camp Lejeune water lawsuits. Now, there had to be a reason for a lawsuit. Information about Camp Lejeune Justice Act claims for veterans and their families. The reason is they're now getting ready to allow claims. Guess what? We went through Agent Orange and a lot of other things that happened. But at Camp Lejeune, they discovered some of the stuff was in the ground right there where they were. So now we've got, and of course, it affected the water. That little problem affected the water for all of the military coming to Camp Lejeune one way or the other. year after year after year, they dug into it, found out what it was, and they decided now to look at it deeper. Once they found out it was in the water at Camp Lejeune, they now have to honor the claims. Guess what? The largest number of claims filed in the history of America was last week because of this act. And I'm so proud to say that no matter what, they jumped on top of it. And you can now file a claim if you went to Camp Lejeune for any length of time. You can file a claim now if you've had some symptoms and some problems. And let the doctors come get with you, make sure that you're being taken care of, even if you find out that you didn't have one of the problems, but you were at Camp Lejeune, you want to be sure. Guess what? It's all on the news. And you can go to the VA.com, type in Camp Lejeune, and they will give you all of the information around this program. Now, I've been talking about what happened. I do want to mention a little bit that there are several lawsuits. Yes, there have been lawsuits, which is what uncovered and made it so that everybody had a chance to find out what happened. There have been several lawsuits. Those lawsuits are in place. If you think you have a problem, and you're a veteran, and you want a lawsuit, VA.com, www.va.com, put up Camp Lejeune lawsuit facts. Read about it. Part of what we do is to make sure that you know where to go to get the best information. Camp Lejeune has a bunch of attorneys that they're recommending. Be sure to go with one. If you happen to live in the area, I would say click on Camp Lejeune Water. All of the facts about what it can do and what it has done and what they're doing to correct it are already in writing. Take a moment, read about it. Camp Lejeune cancer is one of the things that they have recognized, that it did cause cancer. So feel free to go and find it. And if you want to know it, they give you by state. There are lawyers in Atlanta and Austin, Texas, Baltimore and Birmingham, Boston and Buffalo, and they're in California and Colorado. And guess what? Connecticut. D for Denver. So that you got that point. And of course, we got Florida, Georgia, the Southeast. So there are plenty of help when you think that you might be one of those affected because you were stationed at Camp Lejeune for a period of time. I want you to know that the information is available right here. Keith, the boss of the beach, voice for veterans. Please tune in and we'll guide you to the right place at the right time, especially with this Camp Lejeune story. It is big enough that everyone needs to get involved so that we all know exactly what's happening. It makes a difference when you also do what you can do. The Nation of Birds observes Veterans Day and salutes the troops. It won't be long. November will be here, and I'm doing a big thing for Veterans Day, and I want everybody to be included. Feel free to join us for Veterans Day and look for what's coming. Now, there's something else that I want to talk about, and it's going to be real quick, but guess what? The pact. If you haven't been paying attention to what's going on right now, we want you to understand that there is a place for what I call the pact. And if you're paying attention, you need to go right now online. Yeah, I got it right here on my computer. Forgive me for all that noise and stuff. I didn't mean for it to pop in. But what they're talking about, I want you to go to, again, VA.com, their voice, and talk about what's going on with the pact. It's a lot more information available, and I'm going to make sure I get it to you. Along with that, I want to talk about one other thing, and we'll get back to the pact in a minute. What we're looking at is what can we do to help veterans get better? Many months ago, I got involved with a company who were helping veterans, and now I want to read the promise. Readjustment Counseling Services for Veterans who served in a combat theater and for their family members and significant others. Now, I wanted to say that because the We Support Vet True program is about the significant others. Department of Veterans Affairs, Readjustment Counseling Service. You know that that's one of the things that is more needed, and it may not just be for veterans. It's supposed to be a whole lot of folks who might need what they had. But this program and the promise is treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, special treatment for that. Its impact on veterans who have experienced combat or sexual trauma, they have counseling and services for that. Its impact on significant others in a veteran's life. Now, that's where it gets down to what I'm talking about. We support vets too. When a veteran comes back with PTSD, his family is affected differently from the veteran who comes back without it. Now they're admitting to it, which means that there are services available just for the children who were in the house with that service person who came back with a problem, and together they now get help. I want to tell you that it's already in place. Individual counseling, groups counseling, and family counseling. It's all in place. You don't have to look for it anymore. You just have to find it. Services offered at no cost to veterans and their family members. And I guess that's the biggest part of this story. It won't cost you a dime to go get help. And it's going to cost you to finish what they give you. You may have to go add yourself to another doctor's prescription for a different kind of pill. You may have to go to a special class. So that means it's going to cost you gas to get in your car and make that class. So yes, there are some small costs, but not direct costs. Please take advantage of these services wherever you are. Find us at www.vetcenter.va.gov. You heard me, didn't you? www.vetcenter.va.gov. In the bigger picture, I want to say hello, of course, to our friends over there, Kevin Humes at Anthem. They are now integrating this kind of program with everything that's being done. So a shout out to our guys over there at Anthem. They are the ones developing properties. They are the ones developing housing and some corporate structures that allow this merger of private enterprise and veterans to get together and do things on a bigger scale. And that's the Anthem Project. When you see it, hear it, go to your website, www.anthem.com, and you will find out what they're doing to help veterans. Okay? Then, of course, we've given a big salute out to our friends over there, Waddell McGee. He went through the pancreatic cancer struggle like a lot of people, but he's coming back strong, and they're doing some major things to combine it. They worked on the Space Force for a long time before he got ill, and they have some major stuff going on to help include education for young people from veteran families and getting into this new Space Force industry. Waddell and them did the Veterans Cannabis Operation. In the early days, we got into what they're doing now and accepting on behalf of the cannabis world money grab, because that's all it was. Cannabis has been around for years. It was illegal until they figured out how to make money on it. Now it became a grab for money. And guess what? Everybody's getting paid. No matter what they say, our veterans are benefiting now from less opioids, because we are still losing, I think they say, 63 people a day to opioid overdoses, and a lot of them happen to be veterans. So we want to reduce that problem. And of course, we have other alternatives, and that's Veterans Cannabis Operations, still here, still doing it. If you're a veteran and you need to know about what you can do to get off of the opioids and use this as a substitute, you don't just have to run into the first CBD store. Get your information. Know what you're going to ask for when you get there, and see if we can help reduce the pain and the anxiety through a less addictive substance. Guess what? You know you heard it right here. Keep the Boss at the Beach. And this is for veterans. We love it. We love you. Next week, our program is going to be on combat aviation advisors. because we never know when the war is going to come back. They're still fighting in Ukraine, but this is us. Thank you, Waddell, and all the support you're giving us, and especially Michael the Black Man. Of course, the Boss Show is coming to On the Air today.com. Boss Radio, tying in. And again, you'll be hearing from us many days, many times, many hours, over the air with a shout and over and out. It's all about Voice for Veterans. Thank you. Over and out with a shout. Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.